Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios here in Houston. As promised, it is time for some NBA talk, and we're going to shine the spotlight and preview one of the most dangerous teams in the Western Conference. And of course, I am talking about the Portland Trail Blazers. I know that Rocket fans will agree with me, especially after last year in the playoffs and Damian Lillard hitting the game winner to beat Houston. It truly was something special. Always a thrill to have with us at YSR, and on the guest line is the Portland Trail Blazers head coach Terry Stotts, driven by Stuart Cadillac. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Good evening, coach. It's nice to have you with us.
Nice to be on your show.
Absolutely. Hey, let's recap for the listeners. The Blazers were a team that went 54-28. Of course, you advanced to the second round of the playoffs before falling to San Antonio. And I know that there are very big expectations coming into this season. And in order to meet those and make a deep run, the point of emphasis is going to be on the defensive end, right?
Well, yeah, it has to be. We were a very good offensive team last year. We need to maintain that part of our identity as far as how we were able to score the ball, and the success that we had last year was in part because we're such a good offensive team, but we made a big step defensively, and we need to maintain our offensive identity but make another step defensively and get into the top 10. And, I think that puts us in the conversation with a lot of the good teams.
Well, it was evident that the Blazers really did embrace what you're talking about, the challenge on the defensive end. I mean, when you start looking at the numbers and breaking it down, the Blazers moved up from 25th to 16th. I mean, they really did embrace what you were requiring of them.
Well, it helped getting Robin Lopez. He certainly made a difference. We stayed healthy. But really, going into last season, we knew that we wanted to be at least in the top half of the league, and we almost got there. But I think getting a taste of success in the playoffs, getting a taste of regular season success, it has driven our guys to put even more emphasis on it this year. And the fact that we have 13 players coming back from our roster, last year's roster, I think that continuity will really help as well.
Okay, defensively, Portland, as we were talking about, I mean, much better job defending what the three-point shot, and obviously a big key to that is busting back in defensive transition and closing out on those shooters.
Well, transition defense has been our primary focus in training camp, that and being a better help side, weak side defensive team. But we gave up too many shots at the rim, and a lot of those came in transition. So, after our first preseason game, that emphasis has paid off.
The head coach of the Portland Trail Blazers, Terry Stotts, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And you definitely have a roster of competitive guys that want to take the next step. Who are some of the guys that you're relying on leadership-wise to help some of the younger players step up and to take their game to the next level?
Well, our starters, were very much a part of our success last year, and with Damian Lillard, Wes Matthews, Nick Batum, LaMarcus Aldridge, and Robin Lopez, those guys are our foundation, and all of them will provide the leadership going forward. We added Steve Blake and Chris Kaman, two veteran players who have been around and know the league and know what it takes to win in this league, and I think their addition, having lost Earl Watson and Mo Williams, I think adding those two veterans will help in that area as far as leadership. But after those seven guys, and then we have Darrell Wright, who's also a veteran, we have a very young team. And they've done a really good job in the last year or two as far as progressing, learning the league, learning what they need to improve on, and making a step. But those veteran guys that I mentioned are going to really be the foundation of our leadership.
Terry, you highlight some of the changes and movement and additions that took place in the offseason. You got to love the fact that you did sign as Chris Kaman and Steve Blake. I mean, these are veteran guys that have been a part of the league, and they really want to make their mark, and most importantly, they want to win for you.
Well, the encouraging thing is for me as a coach is that those two guys came here because they wanted to be in Portland. They wanted to be part of a winning team, a winning culture. And when you can get quality veteran players who come to your team for those reasons, it makes the transition that much easier.
Chris Kaman, I mean, he's a guy you got to love to watch. I mean, he loves to shoot the ball from long range. But why was Portland a good fit for him? And perhaps it could be his final destination.
But I think his role is established here. You know, he's going to be our backup center. He'll play behind Robin Lopez and play with LaMarcus. There might be times that he does play with Robin, but I think at this stage of his career, coming into a situation where he made winning a priority and the fact that he knew his role coming into it makes that transition that much easier for him and for the team.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And so you can already check off two preseason games. What are some of the goals you hope to accomplish over the next 3 weeks as the regular season will be here before you know it against the Oklahoma City Thunder?
Well, it's just part of the process of starting a season, and that means getting better. You know, we're a little ragged early on, and we just need to see the progress throughout the 3 weeks. I don't think it's necessarily something that's going to stand out on a day-to-day basis, but getting a rhythm as a team, getting a rhythm as far as different players playing with different matchups, it's just everything builds towards that opening night game. And so we want to expand our offense. We want to solidify our defense and just be prepared to play a game opening night.
Well, you got to love with your particular roster. I mean, you got a lot of guys returning. How much of a value do you put on continuity and having that type of stability?
Well, it's very unique. The fact that we have 13 guys coming back, 13 of our 15 players coming back from last season. I don't know if I've been ever involved in a situation like that where you had that many players coming back. It made the transition into training camp very smooth. We were able to get a lot of offense in without having to really break things down and explain things to a lot of new guys. The only two new guys being Steve Blake and Chris Kamen, they're very smart veteran players, so they were able to pick things up quickly. So it just, as a coach, you like that opportunity to jump into things, but really not to take things for granted, you know, not to have the slippage that you think, well, yeah, we know this and we're fine. You have to teach it fresh and not assume anything.
How deep is this team? I mean, obviously, you want to advance past the second round like last year. I mean, obviously, a key is going to be have depth, and you want to have reserves that are fresh.
Well, you know, our starters stayed remarkably healthy last year, and that was a key for us. And you know, I'd like to be able to count on that health, but it's a long season, and you know, Steve Blake and Chris Kamen will be part of that depth. We're really looking for some of our younger players to make another jump, whether it's C.J. McCollum or Will Barton or Myers Leonard or Thomas Robinson or Joel Freeland. We have a lot of young players that we need a couple of them to make another jump in order to solidify the bench.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Terry Stotts is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio. We are up against the clock. We've got to take our first commercial break, and we will be right back with the head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, Terry Stotts.